Headline, Tether is ready to move to El Salvador, published at 6:07 p.m. UTC, January 13, 2025. Tether, the world's largest stablecoin, has announced that it and its subsidiaries are about to complete all formalities to relocate to El Salvador. This comes after Tether acquired a digital asset service provider license in El Salvador. It also follows an announcement from Bitfinex Derivatives that it had also received a DASP license in the country. The full list of Bitfinex and Tether entities that seem to have received DASP licenses is Bitfinex Derivatives, El Salvador, SADCV, TGNA, El Salvador, SADCV, TG Commodities, El Salvador, SADCV Tether NA, El Salvador, SADCV Tether International, El Salvador, SADCV Moongold, El Salvador, SADCV Moongold NA, SADCV Bitfinex Securities, El Salvador SADCV Bitfinex Securities was the first of these entities to really start operating in El Salvador, though it has struggled to find any serious adoption. This transition to El Salvador has also involved Tether executives, including Paolo Arduano, Claudia Ligorio, and Giancarlo Devasini, purchasing real estate in El Salvador. El Salvador has also relied on Bitfinex to execute its daily purchases of Bitcoin. Tether and the authoritarian president of El Salvador, Nayib Bukele, have also relied on the same lobbying firm, DMM Consulting, to advocate on their behalf. These connections to El Salvador and the Bukele administration are just examples of the growing political influence of Tether. Contemporaneously, Howard Lutnick, the chief of Tether shareholder and partner Cantor Fitzgerald, has also been nominated as Commerce Secretary in the upcoming Trump administration, illustrating the wide spectrum of authoritarians that Tether has been able to woo. This recording was AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.